Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guests are Beverly McClure. She is the president of Impact San Antonio. She brought along with her Cynthia Schluter. She's the vice president of Impact San Antonio. And Leah Rosenauer. She is the president and CEO of Girls, Inc. of San Antonio. And we're going to talk about how these organizations work together. One helps the other and how one makes an impact on San Antonio with financial contributions and the other makes an impact on San Antonio, what it does with the money and what it does for the future of San Antonio with our girls. So I want to welcome you all, and we'll start with Beverly McClure. Tell me about Impact San Antonio, what it is, please, and how you got involved.
Impact San Antonio is a women's collective giving organization. It's really a very unique concept in philanthropy. To be a member of Impact San Antonio, a woman contributes $1,000. For every 100 women who come together, that creates a $100,000 grant that is then later awarded to a deserving nonprofit in that is serving San Antonio or the surrounding counties of San Antonio. And I became a member of Impact, I guess it's been almost 5 years ago, and I was intrigued with the concept and wanted to make an impact. And this gave me the opportunity to truly be what I would call a philanthropist, because a philanthropist makes a big, big difference. And the way I do that is by joining forces with other women.
So you and 99 other women made $100,000. Every year you make a $100,000 grant. And then how many does Impact make a year?
So what happens is, all depending on how many members we have, that tells us how many grants we can award. For the past 3 years, we have awarded three $100,000 grants because we've had roughly 300 women. And our goal has always been, and we are really going after it, to give five $100,000 grants. And the only way we can do that is with 500 women coming together. And so we are very big on our membership drive right now, which ends May 31st. And we invite all women in San Antonio and the surrounding areas to become a member of Impact San Antonio.
And so this is any woman, and you need $1,000 a year.
Yes, so $1,000 a year. And then this year, we've sort of broadened the opportunity for women. You can become a member of Impact San Antonio through a shared membership. So two to four women can join together to collectively give $1,000, and that goes into that pool. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more opportunity now for women in all walks of life to be able to make a difference.
So I can team up, if $1,000 is like, ooh, that's a lot,
right,
I can team up with three girlfriends.
Exactly.
and we can have like team.
Right, exactly.
And come up with each $250 mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we're part of Impact.
There you go.
Oh, that is neat. Okay, let me ask Cynthia Schluter, how you became involved with Impact.
That's really the neat part of how our organization works. We do as much as we can, like radio and TV, but most of this is word of mouth. So we host events typically in the first half of the year at different homes, sometimes now larger venues. So it's friends inviting friends to come be a part of this group together. So 6 years ago, a friend of mine invited me to her home for a brunch where the then president talked about Impact San Antonio. And I joked, it's actually on my little bio on our website, but within an hour of being there, I was signed up. Mm-hmm. It's such a compelling story. And what is so amazing is that just little me by myself can have such a huge impact on my city. So the power of coming together is what really sold me, along with the wonderful organizations that we are able to help with a large grant. $100,000 is a lot of money. So it can truly transform a nonprofit here, which also, I think, differentiates our group a little bit from some of the other givings in San Antonio.
What are some of the agencies that you have helped over the last several years? I know, Leah's here because you have helped Girls, Inc. in this last cycle. So what are some of the other organizations, and what have they done with $100,000?
So last year, in addition to Girls, Inc., we gave $100,000 to Magdalena House. That is a transitional home for moms and their children who have fled very dangerous situations. They have created a community environment for them. So $100,000 helped them to build another home. Let's see. SLU Wellness Center is another recipient this last year. They are provide an integrated cancer survivorship program for low-income women, either women who are being treated currently for cancer, struggling to survive it, and it's a whole wellness center that they're going to be able to create to expand more programs for more women. So those are the two others from this last year. We've had everything. Blueprint Ministries is a great organization. The year before, they restore homes that have been, could be, residents could be evicted. They, using volunteers, restore those homes. We funded 50 homes that they were able to restore to make them drier, safer, warmer. So it's everything from, and actually we have five different categories that we give in: arts and culture, education, and environment, recreation, and preservation is one, family, and health and wellness. And those are the five areas that we invite nonprofits to apply in. Those are the areas that are absolutely critical to any community. And to be able to make that kind of a difference in each, any of those areas is what is so rewarding for women of impact.
And when you select, an organization applies, and then what happens? Go through the process where you determine this organization is going to get this wonderful $100,000 grant.
I'll kind of go through it chronologically of what happened. So I'll use 2016 as the example. This year, we will be doing our training for our agencies in April. So all agencies are invited to attend our trainings. Any woman who is a member of Impact San Antonio by May 31st is eligible to serve on a grant review team. So we create at least five different teams, one for each of the focus areas, that will review all of the applications in each of those separate areas. That will occur through the summer, and then they will bring forward a finalist towards the end. It culminates in actually a site review, site visit, mm-hmm. for all the finalists that are really close to the end, because that really helps us differentiate who we believe is the best finalist to bring forward. The more members we have, the more finalists we will be able to bring forward. So in the past, we've had five finalists only. If we have 500 members this year, we're going to be able to have 10 finalists, two in each of the focus areas. So that is clearly our goal. Then at the end of October, we have a meeting and a get-together, a celebration, where all of our members come together and the five or 10 agencies will present their application and why they believe they should be awarded this amount of money, and all of our members get to vote. So you get a vote on where your money goes.
You get to vote for one?
It depends on how many we have. So let's, using last year as an example, we had $300,000 to give away. So you got to vote for your top three.
Oh, top three. You got to. Okay. So this year, if you have five,
you're hoping it's five.
Okay,
exactly.
Five votes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And then if we are able to award five grants this year, we will have one finalist, one grant recipient in each of the five
areas. Categories.
Yep.
Isn't that hard? I mean, because there's so much need and so many wonderful organizations. It must be hard to select one and not select another one.
Well, I think that's one of the benefits, actually, of serving on a grant review committee, because you get to see the exposure to all of the wonderful nonprofits that we have. So that's a real plus. It is challenging, but we have certain things that we're looking for. We're looking for organizations that are going to make a high impact and address a critical need in that focus area. We are not funding operations. We are truly funding something that is going to make a difference, either expand what they do, broaden it to a different group, perhaps. In some cases, we've provided necessary funds so that an organization can actually keep going and serving more individuals. So it is challenging, but we wish we could give to all of them. And that's the other reason why we're so focused on this Drive for Five. We want to award a grant in each of those five areas, because each of those areas are so important. And we feel like we're sort of leaving need on the table when mm-hmm. we're not doing that.
If an organization does not get a grant in 1 year, can they apply the next year?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so they're not mm-hmm. totally out of it. You don't have
right.
one shot and that's it.
And I think the other thing, just to continue with this process that does differentiate us, after the organization is, given the dollars, we actually monitor the execution of that grant because we believe we are stewards of our members' dollars. So we set up a liaison to work with the grant recipient and make sure that the agency does what they said they were going to do in the grant. And then we can also begin to monitor what are the outcomes that they were able to achieve as a result of the grant. So that's something that differentiates us.
Mm-hmm.
And 100%, this is another important point, 100% of the $1,000 contribution that a woman gives goes to the grant. Impact San Antonio is a volunteer-only organization, and so all of it goes to the grants that we award, which really makes it an ultra-efficient form of philanthropy. Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%, which is really another point of differentiation.
That is awesome. And so how can women connect with you as far as, like, someone hearing this now says, you know, I want to be part of that, or I want to get my girlfriends and myself together to be part of that?
One really quick way is to go to impactsanantonio.org. You can learn much more about the organization, look at some of the grants that we've awarded. We have online application for membership. You can also see how a shared membership would work and apply that way. We have an event coming up on April the 7th at the Playhouse San Antonio, and that will be another opportunity to meet some of the women of impact. And also, we're going to present some of our grant recipients to talk about what they've been able to do. So it's another sort of learning opportunity. So that is going to be another important way. And there'll be others. So really, our website is going to be a great source of information for that. The other thing for women who say, I just don't have time. Not an issue, because membership is on your own terms. You can be as involved or uninvolved, if you will, as you wish. That actually was one of the reasons I joined Impact, because I thought I was so busy, I can't do anything, but I love the idea.
And now you're the president.
Well, yeah, here you go. So, you know, I'm a sucker for a great mission and for some wonderful women. They are just a great group of women, because we're like-minded. We all want to make a difference. But if all you want to do is write a check and maybe vote, then that's, we welcome.
You can
women
do as little or as much as you want.
As much, yeah. So it's a great selling point, I think.
I also wanted to touch on one thing Beverly mentioned. I have met so many amazing women through this organization that I never would have met otherwise had I not been a member. So it is definitely membership on your terms, but almost 100% of the women that are members, it isn't just, here's my $1,000 check, I'm done. We have events throughout the year, member engagement events at neat venues. We have education opportunities for our members. Mm-hmm. We interact with the recipients that have received our money all throughout the year. So it's a delightful group to be a part of. Not only are you doing amazing things for your community, your city, but you're also, it's a gift to yourself in a way as well.
Yeah, you're networking, making new friends, and then just getting more engaged and energized with your city.
Exactly.
And your people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Our guest this morning, Cynthia Schluter. She's the vice president. Beverly McClure, the president of Impact San Antonio. And Leah Rosenauer is with him. One of the organizations that got one of these $100,000 grants is Girls Inc. of San Antonio. So, Beverly, you know, we're going to talk to Leah about Girls Inc., but you tell me about Girls Inc. and why y'all decided, because you really looked at them in awarding them this huge grant.
And they made their presentation on grant award night. And what was so compelling to me is they are targeting girls 6 to 18, and they are targeting them to help change mindsets, to position them for success in life. And there are a lot of issues that girls are facing. Could be social issues, economic issues, gender issues. And it's a way to begin early with these young girls in helping them. I know their term I love is to be strong, smart, and bold. And we actually, after they had received their award, we attended a session there. We went to Girls Inc. to give the checks, one of those big checks, and present it. And it was so fascinating to go into the organization, the energy of these young girls and the confidence that they exuded was just powerful. And we presented the check to them, and they were just, you could just see leadership in their faces and excitement and zest for life. And I am so sure that the programs, the kinds of experiences that they are giving to these girls is going to be life-changing. So what we actually did, their proposal was for 2 30-passenger buses, because transportation is the biggest barrier. So what we looked at is, okay, this is not just about funding buses. This is about providing access for these young girls to be able to experience this life-changing program that they're going to have in their life. So that was what just compelled me to vote, and so and many of our other members.
Mm-hmm. Talk about an impact.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't you see it?
And you see it.
It's so neat to actually witness it,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, what a gift.
Okay, so Leah, tell me about Girls Inc., how it came about in San Antonio, please.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Beverly, just I need to, you know, well, we're recording her, so we should just keep playing that as our wonderful recruitment. So yes, our mission is to inspire girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And we came to San Antonio 11 years ago now as a preventative program. The Children's Shelter brought this curriculum to town to try to encourage girls to delay gratification and not become pregnant, to see themselves educated and independent and contributing members of our community. And 2 years later, we became an official affiliate of the National Girls Inc. organization. So we're one of 89 affiliates in the United States and Canada. And we do our work in Bexar County. So what we do is we take girls during out-of-school time. So we know after school is some of the most dangerous times for youth to get involved in things that they may not should be involved with.
Because mama or daddy's not watching.
That's correct. That's correct. And so not only is it a dangerous time for many girls, they have adult responsibilities in middle school. They're responsible for taking care of younger siblings. They're responsible for getting the evening meal ready. And we want girls to be engaged and learning and becoming confident in their own selves, mm-hmm. and to not have to take on some of those adult responsibilities. So we do our program after school and when school is out of session. So mm-hmm. this week happens to be spring break. And so we have two spring break camps going on and 200 girls involved and learning and making friends and becoming scientists this week. We do summer camp. We do when school's out of session for Thanksgiving or the holidays. We want girls involved, engaged, learning, and becoming strong, smart, and bold. And as Beverly said, the number one barrier to participation is transportation. These girls often come from single-parent households. They come from environments where transportation is an issue every day. Adults who are trying to get to work. And so oftentimes, the girls are left alone, and they're not able to experience help with homework after school or to see female scientists at the Health Science Center when we take a field trip there, or to see themselves engaged in a sports activity because there's no way to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing about Impact is they allow organizations to take these opportunities that other funders may not consider funding,
mm-hmm.
because it's expensive. It's a significant
amount
of money.
So that's $50,000
each. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and it's not necessarily direct, it's direct services to the girls, but it's one step removed. Impact takes a larger view. If mm-hmm. we fund this at $100,000, we can exponentially help. I'm not funding the science kit that the girls are going to work with today. I am funding something that's bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to allow the organization to expand. And that's amazing because many philanthropists in town and many funders want that direct service to the girls, and they don't see the larger picture of what it takes to make that impact.
All the physical things involved in it,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So now you have these buses.
We will, yes.
Oh, you will. Okay, you're in the process of, and once you get the bus, see, what area do you draw the girls from, because you talk about 6 to 18?
Mm-hmm.
6 to 18.
Mm-hmm. So we are physically located in the San Antonio Independent School District in the south of downtown. And so currently girls walk to our program after school, or sometimes some parents are able to, or grandparents are able to pick up the girls and drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
But within literally less than a 5-mile radius, we have 4 other elementary schools. And the girls can't get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be able to take our after-school program that is now 30 girls and double it,
mm-hmm.
bring it up to 60. And we get calls every week from families who want their girls involved but just physically can't get them there.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so this is going to allow us to exponentially expand after school as well as spring break and summer. We'll be able to take the girls on more field trips. We'll be able to expose them to more opportunities. And it's just an opportunity to really grow the program. It's also an opportunity to work with some wonderful women, as Beverly talked about earlier. the women of impact just want to improve their community so much, and to be able to educate the women about Girls Inc. and what we do. We've had volunteers come from Impact. We've had other opportunities for women to get involved. And it's amazing to have 300 plus more advocates in the community for what Girls Inc. does, as well as what other wonderful agencies do.
So since Girls Inc. has been here for 11 years and 6 to 18, so some of your, so tell me about, I guess there's some success stories from Girls Inc. in that 11 years.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we had our luncheon last week where we gave away $21,000 in college scholarships. And so to three girls who will be first in their families to go to school. And through tears and through laughter and fun, these girls are going to experience opportunities that no one in their family has been able to experience. We have girls now at University of Texas in Austin. We have one of our girls at Wake Forest who, instead of taking an internship in Washington, D.C., actually came back to Girls Inc. two summers ago because Joy is her name, wanted to work with girls and show them that they can be successful and they can have education after high school. So for us, strong, smart, and bold. Strong means healthy in everything that healthy means. You know, a smart means educated and having a plan for education after high school. And bold means life skills, to be economically independent. So strong, smart, and bold for us means healthy, educated, and independent. And we want that for all of our girls.
So tell me, you know, why is it this way in San Antonio or in society in general? Why do girls, you know, feel less than boys, or is there less available to them? And, you know, I think of it these days should be even, but there's a mindset still, and I'm sure you hear it.
Absolutely. Girls still today face unique challenges to growing up. There's an undercurrent in our society that girls are not good at certain things. We'll take math and science. And today, the workforce is about even, you know. But in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, in those fields, women are still less than 20%. You know, and then we look at Fortune 500 companies or boards of directors where women are still in the minority. And what Girls Inc. wants to do is have more voices at the table. You know, this is not about encouraging girls to take away anything. It's about helping our community have more voices at the table so that we're all stronger and better for that. But girls today still face, you know, body image issues. They still face confidence issues. We talk about preventing adolescent pregnancy and like STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we can teach girls all the technical information. But if they still don't have the confidence to raise their hand in class or to have the conversation with someone that they're in, that they, you know, are interested in, then all of the technical information doesn't matter. Girls today, 6 out of 10 girls in middle and high school will not raise their hand if they know the answer to something. Because
really?
Because of the way they feel about themselves or the way they think others are going to think about them.
That, like, if I'm smart, they'll think...
Exactly.
They'll think I'm smart.
Exactly. They will. They'll think I'm smart, or that someone's not going to like me anymore because I'm too smart, or I know the answer, or, you know, they're going to think of me differently if I get involved. And today, 6 out of 10 girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're working on that.
We are working on that every day.
And then, you know, this body shame, I'm reading a lot about on the internet, body shaming, and it just, I mean, it's worldwide.
It's worldwide. And so you think about all of the other pressures that everyone has growing up, right? I mean, you know, and then you have this additional, you know, stress that, you know, girls are facing every day to look a certain way, to behave a certain way. And so it really affects how they do in school, how they do after school, how they think of themselves in the future. The other thing is we work with a lot of girls who come from under-resourced communities. That's where we do most of our work. So in addition to all of the societal issues that are going on, a lot of these girls never leave their neighborhoods. And we truly believe that girls cannot become what they don't see.
Right.
If you don't see yourself as a college student, if you don't see yourself as a doctor or a mechanic or someone who's joined the military, if you can't see or envision or dream it, you're not going to become it.
It's not even. And, you know, gosh, think about what's in our city. So what are you exposing them to in our city with your field trips and with your buses? Where are you going to take them?
Absolutely. It's simple. Okay, this is as simple as even taking the girls to the Riverwalk. I mean, as simple as that to as exciting as going to the museum and the Hill Country and experiencing our wonderful parks and our missions. I mean, these girls do not leave their neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We work with girls who live, on the east side of San Antonio. And we took a field trip, literally, because we could walk there, right? We could walk to the Riverwalk, and we can walk to the new Mission Reach, and we can walk to the Museum Reach. And the girls were like, oh my God, miss, we didn't know that there were hotels down here. We didn't know that there was art, the fish that hang, you know, in the Riverwalk. They have never seen it. And they live literally 3 miles away, you know? And so just even from that little experience to as big as last summer, we took girls to the Hill Country, to Johnson City. And just, you know, went to Johnson City Ranch and went on a picnic and, you know, went to parks, state parks. They've never been out of their community. Mm-hmm. And they get to see all of these wonderful things. So with transportation, we'll be able to take them to the Health Science Center. We'll be able to take them to college campuses, UTSA, Texas A&M, San Antonio, to really put themselves in areas, in opportunities where they can start envisioning a future that's bigger than what they're experiencing now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so tell me about more of your girls, because you have 6-year-olds.
We do. We have 6-year-olds. So we work with girls once they have finished kindergarten, you know, because it's a long day. And so we want them to, start experiencing being strong, smart, and bold then. So we talk to our girls, right? And so when we asked our girls, what would you say about Girls Inc.? If you were going to tell your friend about Girls Inc., if you were going to, you know, they talked about how adults at Girls Inc. listen to them. They talked about how Girls Inc. teaches them to stand up for themselves, to support their friends, to help girls who are being bullied, to support them and stand up for them. And these are 6-year-olds who are saying that I can stand up for myself.
That's awesome. I mean, that makes you proud, don't?
Mm-hmm. It makes me incredibly proud, incredibly proud. We have, of course, our teens who are involved in our Mentors Valuing Peers program, or MVP, for those, you know, sports people out there.
Okay.
And so the teens learn to be mentors to younger girls. Because girls inspire up, right? So the elementary school girls look to those middle school girls and are like, wow, I can do that. The middle school girls look to the high school girls. I'm like, okay, if that girl can succeed in high school, then it's going to be okay for me. So we teach our teens, 13 years old and over, to be mentors, to be leaders, to find their strengths so they have peers that support each other, and then to be mentors to the younger girls. So they do that as being mentors in our other program. So they come and help after school and during camp. We have girls this week who will be mentors to our younger girls during STEAM camp. In the summer, they come back and volunteer. And so it helps the teens see a world larger than themselves.
All right, before we run out of time, you've got something coming up in May. You've got a big event.
We do. We have our huge family science festival, Girls Rocket Into the Future Science Festival. It's a free family event, May 14th at Heroes Stadium off of Thousand Oaks in the Northeast Independent School District. We partner with them to bring hands-on, family fun science activities. From 10 to 2, it's free. Come out, get, you know, play, have fun. Learn about the science of sports, learn about engineering. We'll have drones, we'll have robots, we'll have 3D printers. We have lots of fun hands-on things. And it's a way for girls to bring their families. So as girls are learning all about this great stuff at Girls Inc., they can start exposing their families. Look, this is fun and we can all do this together, so that their families can start also supporting the wonderful opportunities that girls have in STEM.
That is awesome. So if people want more information about how to help Girls Inc., if they have a girl they think, or, you know, or they'd like to volunteer, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Well, the easiest way is to find all of our information on the website, which is www.girlsincsa.com. So that's girlsincsa.com. And we have all of our volunteer opportunities, our programs, what's coming up, and they can get all the information there.
Our guest this morning, Leah Rosenauer. She's the president and CEO of Girls Inc. of San Antonio. Beverly McClure and Cynthia Schluter are from Impact San Antonio. Impact San Antonio awarded one of their, they give several $100,000 grants a year to nonprofit organizations, and they awarded it to Girls Inc. last year so they could buy those buses. And Beverly and Cynthia, if people want to join Impact or team up with their girlfriends to make an impact, how do they do that, please?
They should go to impactsanantonio.org, and there's membership join, and please do. We need you very much because we want to make an even bigger impact this year.
Thanks for coming by.